is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it. It is Monday here on the program. The hotline number is 888-900-9966. Hope your Thanksgiving was great. Hope all was well. Hope you didn't talk too much politics. If you did, I hope you were talking to somebody that agreed with you so you didn't get ugly. Just saying. The hotline number here, 888-900-9966. There's one now. 888-900-9966. The number to check. One of the most brutal dictators in modern history is dead. And oddly enough, you hear these... You hear these people... defending Fidel Castro now. You hear these people defending Fidel Castro now, and it's gut-wrenching to me. How can you defend a guy who may have killed as many as 100,000 people? This is from my reading last night. You know, Che Guevara, who these idiots have tattooed on, these Hollywood idiots have tattooed on their arms, Che Guevara, murderer who murdered people without the benefit of trial just because the revolution, viva revolucion, was more important than somebody's silly civil rights or human rights or any other rights. You have no rights. I'm Che Guevara. I'm Fidel Castro. We'll kill you all. Viva revolucion. And yet, the New York Times tempers their coverage of him. All these other leftists, they talk about how he eliminated illiteracy and poverty and racism and classism. He created a country where common rationing gives you 1 gallon of milk a month. Yeah, a dozen eggs a month. Abject poverty. The only people that benefited from Castro's Cuba were those that were sycophants, those that fell to his feet and worshipped him, were in the military or the police. They did okay. But in the 1950s, Havana under Batista, and yes, Batista was a bad man. He was a dictator. But far more people died under the Castro regime than ever died under Batista. In fact, Castro's killing and murder of people far outpaced Pinochet of Chile, you know, one of the leftist actual enemies, which is weird. I guess you have to be the right kind of dictator to be embraced by the left. Donald Trump called it right, though. He called Castro for what he is, a murderer. You know, an absolute murderer. Who used firing squads. And Ryan Spreba says that Donald Trump will void the Cuba deal. Unless Cuba moves to some concessions. And remember that Cuba tried to kill us. Cuba threatened us. With nuclear weapons. Here's one thing that was sent out. Mike Pence. The tyrant Castro is dead. New hope dawns. We will stand with the oppressed Cuban people for a free and democratic Cuba. Viva Cuba Libre. And that's the right attitude. Now, I don't want to take anything out on the Cuban people. Clearly. But the question now becomes, what do we as America do in the face of what has happened with Barack Obama? Do we continue with it? I mean, Marco Rubio has very strong feelings, as you can imagine. Ted Cruz has very strong feelings, as you can imagine. You know, when they ran Batista out, they came with, you know, they were praised in the New York Times as a lover of peace and so on and so forth. But Fidel Castro, now Raul, his brother, 85, 86, still in charge there. So the Castro brothers still have their iron grip on power. I just don't know where it goes from there, and I guess we're going to have to find out. Because with Fidel Castro gone, they're celebrating the streets of Miami, by the way. Celebrating the streets of Miami, as they should. As they should, because, well, they know what he had done to their people. They know what had happened to Cubans under his rule. 100,000. Yeah, so there it is. I mean, it's something we have to keep an eye on to see where this goes exactly. But Cuba is saying goodbye to its brutal big brother. And here, and if you want to know some of the things that Fidel Castro did while he was dictator, he turned Cuba into a colony of the Soviet Union, nearly causing a nuclear holocaust. Sponsored terrorism wherever he could and allied himself with many of the worst dictators on earth. Was responsible for so many thousands of executions and disappearances in Cuba that a precise number is hard to reckon, but most experts say 100,000, maybe a bit more. He brooked no dissent and built concentration camps and prisons at an unprecedented rate, filling them to capacity, incarcerating a higher percentage of his own people than most of the modern dictators, including Joseph Stalin, which is weird. Most of them just got shot. He condoned and encouraged torture. He forced nearly 20% of his people into exile, prompted thousands to meet their deaths at sea, unseen and uncounted. He claimed all property for himself. He outlawed private enterprise. He persecuted and executed gay people while eradicating religion at the same time. He censored all means of expression. He established a fraudulent school system that provided indoctrination, not education, a two-tier health care system with inferior medical care for the majority and superior care for himself. He turned Cuba into a labyrinth of ruins and established an apartheid society in which millions of foreign visitors enjoyed rights and privileges forbidden to the Cuban people. He never apologized for any of his crimes and never stood trial for them. Well, and until now. So adios, Castro. You're the king of all Cuban nightmares. And I hope now you meet what you deserve. Hope the judgment you have found now is what you deserve. Nightmare of nightmares. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.